This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have in the studio with me Erica Bergeron.
Hi.
She is Ms. Wushkinite, and she has some news to tell us about what's happening with them this Friday. And we're going to give you a little music, come back with that information, and wonderful poems tonight. So stay tuned here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska, with Erica and Ms. G on Telling Tales. Hello, this is Ms. G, and I'm bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTO 104.3 in Juneau with my guest, Erica Bergeron from Wushkinite, and she's got some news.
Yeah, we have an open mic and poetry slam. We're combining those now at the Downtown Heritage this Friday, starting at 7, but sign-ups start at 6:30, and it's a smaller space than we're kind of used to, so we recommend people get there at 6:30 to sign up and find good seats and order coffee if they need to, or tea, or whatever is your poison of choice. And so Heritage is going to have some like cafe stuff, pastries and stuff that you're free to buy, and they'll be open a little late for us.
Okay.
It'll be good.
And so you're having a combination open mic, so tell people what an open mic is.
Yeah, so an open mic is free for any kind of art form. We've had people who have done live drawings, poets, obviously, we're a poetry organization, storytellers. I'm waiting for a dancer. I have yet to see someone get up there and dance, but I really, really want to. Let's see, we've had singers. Yeah, whatever kind of art form you want to bring to the stage that's under 5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. You're free to do it.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. And then the poetry slam. Yeah. So these are who's going to be in the poetry slam then?
The poetry slam. So like any poets who want to read more than like one poem, because each poem is like for the poetry slam, 3 minutes is your time limit. So you have a little more time if you do the poetry slam and you want to do three poems. Also, if you want to be in that kind of competitive atmosphere, we kind of, tend to have we like to have new faces at the poetry slam, but mm-hmm. we also have some like returning people, and it's good for people to kind of see what that environment is like.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so tonight on my show, we have some poetry we're going to read mm-hmm. by some previous performers mm-hmm. and some even won mm-hmm. some slams. So, yeah, so we're excited to do that. I want to start off with reading one that I think is apropos for our season. It's by Mike Christensen. What is he calling himself at the moment?
Doc Hayward, MC Literally.
Yes. This actually sounds a little bit more like a Doc Hayward one. It's out of his book, Permanently Marred. It's a lovely picture of a gravestone. And it's called Astronomically High. Now, I'm not him. He could do this in so many different timbres of voice. It'd be awesome. But eventually he will come on and he will record this. But in the meantime, I decided it was perfect. Astronomically High. The supermoon shimmers through the rainy forest like a dozen flashing lanterns floating through the branches, sparkling silver on the wet black bark. Come on down, supermoon, come on down. Be our sweet meteor of death. Smash this overheated orb. We are well and truly done with the past 12 bad moons. Death of the Heroes Moon, Rising Sea Moon, Falling Hope Moon, Rising Fascism Moon, Stuck in a Loop Moon, Death of the Heroes Moon again, Terror Attack Moon, Boiled in Oil Moon, Night Gaunt Moon, Fresh Hell Moon, Slap in the Face Moon, Getting Your Head Dunked in a Toilet While Repetitively Smashing Your Finger in a Car Door While Being Tased by Rabid Baboon Moon. And there's one more moon left in this year. No one knows what that last moon is named, whether it's the moon of utter despair or living in the mouth of the wolf moon, or even the moon of it was all just a bad dream. Frankly, we're not interested in any of them. Things are set to topple, and while we might not know how gravity works precisely, we know that it's real. Come home, supermoon. This is where you were born. Flash from side to side of the winding road like unexpected fireworks from behind the trees so we can finally see in your illumination our humiliation. Just end it now, supermoon. Lure us into the woods like a creepy clown. Come on down, supermoon. Come on down. Burn a crater in the lawn the size of Saskatchewan. That was by DJ...
Oh, Mike Christensen.
Mike Christensen. We'll go with Mike Christensen.
It's a little bit of a different style.
It was. It's a beautiful poem, though. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. We're going to take a little musical interlude, and we'll be back because Erica has some new stuff dying to hear. Mm. Okay? So enjoy this, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
gotta love Rodrigo and Gabriella.
This is wonderful.
I know. This is Still Telling Tales with Ms. G. I'm in the studio with Erica Berggren.
Mm-hmm.
And she has some new poetry. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I have two new poems tonight. This first one I wrote for our dear, dear friend, Miss Nami. Mm-hmm. She recently stepped down as the president of Whoosh Kanarei. And yeah, so this was something that I wrote to kind of say goodbye and thank you for all that you've done for us, because we honestly like would not be here without her.
No, she did a lot of work.
Yeah, she did. So what do you give to the master craftswoman, the expert placemaker, to the wave who carried my raft to an island shore? My mentor, my sister, my dear, dear friend, you have always carried power with all the grace of a well-placed word, with all the harmony of improvised accompaniment. Our town, our team, ourselves, we owe you our composition. All we can say in soft adagio that you taught us is thank you. We'll wear your legacy with resolute pride. We'll tend the luminous seeds you planted. We'll keep a spot at the hearth for you and watch them grow together. It will be my honor, my humble privilege, to guard the sparks you started, to coax more flickers from the night, because you and I both know that change is just an excess of balance being returned. So we will return to you the boundless light that you gave us.
That is beautiful.
Thanks.
And you named it Nami?
It's called For Nami.
For Nami. Okay. Yeah. That's amazing. I like that very much.
Thanks.
Okay. So in case you missed it, the beginning, mm-hmm. The reason that we are having a lovely poetry show tonight mm-hmm. is because we like poetry. And a lot.
That's number one.
There's number one. And because Whoosh Kanarei is holding an open mic and poetry slam mm-hmm. this Friday, the 15th, at Heritage Coffee downtown mm-hmm. on Seward.
Yeah.
And it starts, the doors are going to probably open. Well, the doors are going to be open mm-hmm. because they're in business. But the whole setting up and getting in there to get a good seat by 6:30 would be your best bet. Also, you can start signing up if you would like to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll probably get started at 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get started more promptly. We noticed a correlation between poets and maybe a little bit of tardiness, which I'm also is an issue that I'm working on. But
well,
I think we can
it's
all
a
get
little,
there.
It's a little more relaxed. It's Friday night. You're chilling, you know. And so that's good. It's probably better than racing around. You got to be somewhere else. Got to do this. Got to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So we like the chilling part, and we snap our fingers, and you know that, and to clap and all kinds of good stuff.
I wear my yellow beret. It's very poety.
It's very poety. It is. It really is. So, are you going to be one of the hosts?
Yes, DJ and I will be hosting.
Oh, okay. So Erica Berggren and DJ Durega will be hosting that evening, and that is always fun in mm-hmm. itself. It's like everything's one big skit. It's awesome. So come on down, whether you write poetry, you're going to recite poetry, you're going to knit something and finish it awesomely in front of all of us. You're
going to
draw,
you're
going to draw something, you're going to dancing is always good.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people do a lot of different things in open mic. It's awesome. And then after the open mic is done, then they're going to have a poetry slam. And so new poets, old poets, in between poets, everybody's going to come up and read some awesome poetry. And that's more of a competition thing. Always still in good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody's involved in a character and skit-like event. So
and
it'll be great.
If you win a poetry slam, you're then eligible for the grand slam that we have in October, which marks our anniversary every year.
Yes.
So if you want to compete with some really cool poets, when I did the grand slam, I went up there with G. Yamazawa opened up for us,
mm-hmm.
who's like nationally known. Yes. He's a really great poet. So it opens up some doors for sure. So if you're thinking about it and you're on the edge of your seat, just go for it.
Definitely. Yeah. I agree. Okay. So now you're all caught up as to why we're reading poetry tonight. One of our dear friends was not able to be with us. And, of course, he set this all up, you know, saying, hey, we're doing this. Can we come on your show? He's not here, and I miss him. And that would be Bill Merck, who I call our Juno Poet Laureate. I think he's earned it. Hope you're listening, Bill, because I have a poem that you wrote. And it's out of your book, Bright Silence. For my future wife. The music, loud, always ends. Ice never holds its shape. Coming from such distance, I watch valleys roll and fold. A river change direction. Even our home seems altered, fading. Bits of paint flecked away. But listen, love, to the wind. It sways these aspens back and forth, branches striking out against the birch. Buried deep enough, all roots hold. Your eyes, bluer than before, seeing of water from the deepest well. It's Banned in Oregon, 1987, by W.S. Merck.
Oh,
I know.
Bill, that's
I
so
know.
Good.
I can see why she married you. It's a good one.
It's really good.
Yes. So we're going to take a little music break, music interlude, and then we're going to come back with some more poetry. Hope you stay tuned, and I hope you're enjoying this little music interlude here at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau, Alaska. This is Tell and Tells with Ms. G, and I have Erica Bergen from Wish 98 here.
Yeah.
Hello, we're here. We're still here.
Hi.
Yes, in case you didn't believe me, she's still here. This is still Telling Tales with Ms. G or KTO 104.3 with my guest, Erica Bergeron from Wooshka 98.
Yeah.
Ah! And she has another new poem she would like to read.
Yeah, so I've been playing with this idea of Facebook posts / poems, and it started off as like me actually posting these on Facebook. And this latest one I like wrote on Facebook and then didn't post it. I don't know why. I think I just liked it a lot and I just wanted to hold on to it for a little while longer and workshop it. Maybe I'll post it at some point. But it's kind of like a prose turning into poetry thing called Humane. So I've been looking at puppies online and came across one yesterday whose description said his mom accidentally chewed off his and his sister's front legs. She watched her pups start to walk, start to run, twin hearts and parts of her bounding far away. She had to do something. The world is too dangerous to walk so easily, so it gnawed at her. Young transients, she nibbled lovingly. You must be more hesitant with the president and the government and everyone's getting militant. You can't be participants within this alarming resistance, not to mention all the ailments, hard pavement, and at-large random incidents. She saved these vagrants with such grand confidence. This was just an accident. I had to make sure you were safe, she whispered past her stomach ache.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
It's dark. I know.
It's Will.
That's partly why I didn't post it. I was like, this is really dark. Is this going to make anyone's day
no.
better?
I think it's still a good poem.
Thank you.
I think it's like a short, short story.
It is. And it's like, the thing is that it's actually like after a dog that I found, because I've been looking at mm-hmm. adopting dogs and
yes.
or adopting a dog. And this one was one outside of Seattle. I was thinking of traveling to get one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how does a mother accidentally chew off her own puppy's leg? That doesn't happen. That's not an accident. And then I like started relating to it a lot and was like, man, haven't there always been times where we've like chewed off someone's legs thinking that they'll be safer that way? Or have our parents done that to us?
Emotionally, yes.
Yeah.
That happens in moments.
Right. I work in metaphors, so
that is what poetry is about. Yes, yes, it is. No, I like that. That was very good. And I just want to put my 3-5 cents out there. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck locally for the
yeah.
dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because we have a lot of animals.
We do. Yeah. Juneau's a very dog-friendly town, though.
So. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I just meant at the pound. We have a lot of...
Mm.
Yes. So yeah. I will be visiting. Michael and I will be visiting.
Good.
Soon. We have a very old cat who doesn't like anybody. Barely tolerates us.
Aww.
So... We're biding our time. Plus, we're fostering a cat. We're fostering,
oh, really?
Yes,
that's
we're
awesome.
Fostering our neighbor's cat.
Aww.
He comes. He visits when our cat is acting asleep.
Acting asleep.
He peeks.
Emphasis on acting.
Yeah, I think he knows he can't take him, so he just says,
"I'm just pretend I'm asleep."
Yes.
I'm just pretend I'm asleep. I'm
pretending. don't beat me up, but I can beat you up. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Awesome.
That's crazy. So, back to the show. Tuning in a little bit more. I was, when I found out that Wushkin IDA wanted to come on the show, I went through and found my books, Songs That Shake the Earth, a collection of poems from Wushkin IDA artists. And one of the artists who we all miss is Ziggy.
Ziggy, come back.
Yes. And he wrote this wonderful poem that I want to partake in and deliver to all of you. It's called Tree Song. I like it. I'm a bit of a nerd comic book liker. I didn't like it as much when I was growing up, but I love it now. And frankly, all those comic book movie things are made for people in our age's group instead of little kids.
That's
so
awesome.
I'll go for it. So I saw this and thought of that and went, yes, I must read this. So here we go. Now you know the preamble. Tree Song by Ziggy. I grow like the trees. My direction's not the breeze, but the soul inside of me leans to the light beams. Freeze or heat brings anything, but I can handle it. Green leaves every spring. Revealing life in my rings, steadily adding, never subtracting in strength. As length of time grows like shadows, light goes steadily down, life is drowned in red waves of strawberry syrup as the evening touches down. Where will I find myself found, called outcast or cut down? Will I ever mind my own mouth, and is the world really round? Because I found it full of ups and lefts and rights and down, town, opportunities. So many choices and communities, the fruit of these questions will never drop without time. So I'll keep rolling like a cosine line, intangible, impossible. You can't do all these things that you demand of you. Is it the truth or just loose, youthful dreams? Lex Luthor is inside of me saying I can't be Superman or supermanly because I'll never save the world and love a girl. But if I can save a girl and love the world, it will be good enough for me.
Mm.
Come on, hang your hammock on me. Hide your shoulders from the heat. Speak your secrets in my green leaves like you really know me. And I'll only whisper back whenever the wind blows me.
Oh, I love that.
I know, isn't that
great? Love that a lot. It's so clever. He's so clever with words.
Yeah, if you ever get to talk to him again, tell him to record Tree Song and send us one, will you?
If I could get a hold of him, I'd love for him to be like, to come back and read some poems for us, too.
I know. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So see what you can find out on Friday with Wish Canadier's open mic and poetry slam.
Open slam.
Open slam. Poetry mic. Yes. Come on down and hear some awesome people perform. It'll be great. It'll be beyond great.
I'm really excited for it. Heritage is one of my favorite venues.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
It is a good place,
my
too.
First place. The site of my first poetry slam.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great. It's a good place to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And drink as much coffee and tea as you would like.
Yeah.
Yes, until they close down. and leave us to keep reading more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. So we are getting really close to ending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So as you heard, come on down Friday the 15th, 6:30 p.m. for sign up, 7 p.m., they're going to really start it. Erica and mm-hmm. DJ Durego are going to be the hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to see you. And we are done with poetry for the evening for now. More will come our way and your way.
Yeah.
And we're glad you tuned in. And we're going to leave you with some music. So until next time, good night.
Mm-hmm.